The DNC came to a close last night with Kamala Harris accepting the nomination on the Democrat side of the ticket to run for president of the United States. But it was certainly a week of fanfare in Chicago, maybe a lot different than that party would imagined maybe 6 weeks ago. And with us this morning is Dr. John Green, professor of political science at the University of Akron, one of our political analysts here on the morning show. And John, how did you take in the week in Chicago?
Well, you know, I think the Democrats had a very successful convention. You know, and of course, the Republicans had a successful convention in many of the same ways. But the Democrats were able to do three things that parties always try to do with their conventions. One is they were able to introduce their presidential ticket with a good bit of fanfare and positive vibes. They were also able to instill a degree of party unity, which is always hard in the major parties because they're made up of all kinds of factions. And finally, lay out the roadmap for the fall campaign. It's been an amazing month for Vice President Harris.
No doubt, and it culminated last night with her delivery, her speech last night. Matter of fact, she had a tough time going with all the cheering going on at the outset. But then once she got started, I thought she hit on all aspects, including her family life, which was front and center, and then, of course, attacking the former president. Talk about her delivery last night, John.
I thought it was a very good speech, and I thought she delivered it very well. The speech was a lot about her personal life, and I think that's important because although she's been vice president for 4 years now, it turns out that if you look at polling, most Americans actually don't know a whole lot about her. And, of course, that's both an opportunity and a challenge, an opportunity for her to fill in the blanks in a very positive way. But, of course, the challenge is that her opponents will be trying to fill in the blanks in a much more negative way. But I thought the personal references were really powerful. I mean, that made her come across as a real person, you know, not just a candidate or a figurehead. And, of course, she got in some licks against the former president. I thought the most memorable line is when she said two words to the effect that Donald Trump's not a serious candidate, but him coming back into the White House is a very serious thing. And you know, that's the kind of thing that speechwriters look for, right? The soundbite. And I thought she delivered it very well.
And Dr. John Green is with us, professor of political science at the University of Akron. Of course, that will be the question that we'll find out in a few months, John. Will it be enough? Because when President Biden announced that he was dropping out of the running, you know, she was the choice, Kamala Harris. And a lot of people, like you said, the recognition wasn't there, didn't know a whole lot about her. What they did know, good or bad, is they know a lot about Donald Trump. And the question will be, is what she has done now in the next couple of months be enough to get, one, people generated to vote and also to sway that middle third?
Yeah, that is really the big question. But we have to give the vice president and her staff a lot of, her campaign a lot of credit because, you know, when there was a lot of pressure for Joe Biden to withdraw from the campaign, and he did withdraw, and then there was all these questions. How is this going to work out? And it's been a very successful transition from Biden to Harris. You might not have predicted that, you know, a month ago, given, you know, all the things that were swirling around in politics. So, you know, this has given the Democrats some hope and, you know, to use a word from the convention, joy, because now they see a path to victory. Now, the question is, will they be able to achieve that victory? And, you know, that's what we're going to find out here over the next 3 months.
John, let me ask you this. How did you look at some of the Republicans going to the DNC and speaking on behalf of Harris and the party? Is that significant or is that kind of the political game?
Well, you know, it's significant in the sense that, you know, what you try to do in a convention or what candidates try to do in the convention is they try to have validators. They try to have, you know, public figures, past party luminaries, up-and-coming folks, including people from the other party, from the other perspective, if you will, to try to validate their candidate. And this is not that unusual. I think it was a little bit more intense this time because of the kind of ire that Donald Trump raises, not just among Democrats and independents, but among a good number of Republicans as well.
Dr. John Green is with us, professor of political science at the University of Akron. Now, supposedly today, the rumors are that RFK may be lending his support to Donald Trump. There's a press conference scheduled a little bit later on today. I ask you that, one, is that a big deal for his support going to Donald Trump, John?
Well, you know, it could very well be. You know, back when the race was between Trump and Biden, and both of the candidates had strong supporters, but also very high negatives, the polls were indicating. You know, some of these third-party candidates, particularly RFK's candidacy, made a certain amount of sense to people who didn't like either of the candidates. Since Biden has withdrawn from the race, we've seen Kennedy's numbers go down. That's not unusual, by the way, among minor party candidates. They're often very strong initially, and then their numbers fade as people begin to pay more attention to the campaign and think about who might actually win. But to some extent, what Vice President Harris has been able to do is to get back some of those Kennedy supporters who are really basically Democrats of one kind or another, you know, because of the enthusiasm she's been able to generate. But RFK was actually taking votes from both candidates, as often happens, and from Trump as well. So I think the most likely thing, if he does withdraw today and if he does endorse Trump, is it'll be a boost for Trump, because those residual Kennedy supporters, if you will, largely come from people who might prefer Trump over Harris. Maybe not entirely happy about it, but that's another wild card in this topsy-turvy campaign we've had this year.
It's going to be a sprint to the finish, that's for sure. With us is Dr. John Green, professor of political science at the University of Akron. John, besides the vice president's delivery last night, was there a speech slash delivery that stood out to you this week in Chicago as part of the DNC?
Well, you know, there were a lot of good speeches, just like there were at the Republican convention. I think to me the most interesting was the surprise appearance of Oprah, who's really, you know, steered clear of politics pretty much, both when she was doing her television program and then, you know, since she retired. And I thought that was a really sterling moment. I mean, of course, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, these are, you know, great speakers. I thought their speeches were really powerful. But we also have to give a nod towards President Biden, who I think gave, you know, a pretty good speech on Monday, basically passing the torch to his vice president. You know, that was an interesting moment. And of course, in some ways, a sad moment. Whatever one thinks about politics, and whatever one thinks about the presidential race and about President Biden, you know, it was really kind of the end of his career. And not the final chapter, but he was basically saying goodbye to the party and to the nation in a political sense. And, you know, I think that was very powerful.
John, let me ask you this. Like Mickey would say in Rocky, to the body, to the body, to the body. Trump took a lot of body blows this week at the DNC from the vice president and beyond. How has Donald Trump and his party responded to the DNC, and even more so, the enthusiasm surrounding Kamala Harris?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. One of the reasons that many Democrats really wanted Joe Biden to withdraw from the race was because there had developed a large enthusiasm gap. You know, Donald Trump had his supporters, the Republicans had rallied around him, but the Democrats were not enthusiastic. They just didn't see a way, many of them, that President Biden could win this race. Now, he might very well, we'll never know. I mean, he might very well have pulled it out, but there was a lot of discouragement. And I think, if nothing else, what Vice President Harris has been able to do is to close the enthusiasm gap. You know, the Democratic Party activists, the Democratic Party faithful, are really excited about this race now because they see that they might very well be able to win. You know, a month or so ago, a lot of them had some real doubts about that. you know, in terms of the criticism of Trump, I mean, I thought a lot of the criticisms were very standard, democratic fare. But of course, the former president was all set to run against the current president, and then that changed suddenly. So his campaign has had to retool as well.
How have they adjusted, John?
Well, you know, I think the campaign adjusted actually fairly well, which is they understood that there was going to be a moment in which, the Democrats were going to get all the headlines because of this dramatic change, unprecedented change of candidates right before the traditional campaign season after Labor Day began. I'm not sure that, however, that Donald Trump himself has quite adjusted yet. He has a new opponent. Opponent with some real strengths, but also, of course, with some weaknesses. So it'll be interesting to see over the last few days, the former president seems to have, gotten figured out a way to approach his new opponent. And we'll just see how that works out as we go forward.
Well, it should be an interesting debate. Wouldn't you agree, John, with those two coming up in what, a month or so? That's going to be really interesting. I would love, and we will, to see those ratings once that thing happens.
You know, I think it's going to be really exciting because of course, when we say excitement, that's going to cause a lot of anxiety for partisans on both sides because it's going to be a very high-stake debate. But both of them are very vivacious. Both of them can be very aggressive. So it'll be really interesting to watch. You know, it's kind of interesting back, what started this turn of events was a previous debate between Biden and Trump. And, you know, in retrospect, a lot of Democrats are saying, you know, maybe that wasn't such a good idea. But I think this debate coming up on September 10th is going to be perhaps the defining moment in the fall campaign. We're going to see these two candidates side by side on the stage, one pretty well known, Donald Trump, and one maybe not so well known, very high stakes.
It's going to be very interesting. John, great stuff this morning. Have a good weekend. Rest that brain a little bit. We'll reconvene here real soon and talk more about this. It's going to be real fun the next couple of months for sure. Thank you, John.
You're welcome. Take care, guys.